Absolutely delighted, Greg. Thrilled. Delighted for the staff. You know, many of them have been working in the hotel for over 50 years. You know, delighted to, for myself and family, naturally. But just thrilled and hugely relieved.
But a huge challenge ahead of you also.
Yeah, but that's the easy part. It was, you know, it's getting our hands on it and getting it at a sensible price. You know, when the liquidator put it to a fire sale like that, you know, no one knew what price it was going to go. They put out a headline price of 650,000, which was just a headline price.
And you managed to secure it for that, we understand. How much higher would you have been prepared to go?
Well, we were able to go a bit higher, but, like, I mean, you must remember that doesn't include the fixtures and fittings, or it doesn't include the site adjacent to it, you know, so there's, you know, there's a little bit more to go, but we're absolutely delighted. And as you said, it's, you know, it gives us certainty and secures the future of the Sands House on the long term.
And have you any major plans at this stage, or is it too early to say?
Our plan is to reopen tomorrow, Friday, and it's just business as usual. We have some plans, but nothing major. It's still going to run as an upmarket hotel, premier hotel in the Northwest, and, you know, we just continue as it was.